Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
9:47, 13 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to John Cuvion, Louisiana-based pollster, member of JMC Analytics and Polling, who did a new study. How you doing, John?
Really good. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me what you asked and what you found.
So basically, this was a poll, given that we have the municipal slash parish-wide elections in Orleans Parish coming up in October, with following next month. I did a poll about various parish-wide elected officials that are on the ballot, as well as the popularity of several of those same elected officials. What I found was
when,
this.
Wait, when was this done, John? When was it done? That's important. When was it done? That's important.
Yes, it was done last week.
Okay, May 27th to 28th, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So it's a pretty recent poll, and so the first important point about the poll is the popularity aspect of it, which was, of the elected officials polled, there was some variability. In other words, Congressman Troy Carter, who represents nearly all of Orleans Parish, he and Helena Marino have nearly identical 3-to-1 approval-disapproval ratings. The district attorney, Jason Williams, is 49 approve, 30 disapprove. Michelle Woodfork is 49-19. Sheriff Hudson, however, has a 3-to-1 disapprove to approve job approval rating, which, of course, as you could appreciate with the election coming up in several months, would be very concerning for her. And then the other half of the poll, we were talking about ballot test, which we did the sheriff, we did the mayor. And in the mayor's race, Helena Marino is in a very dominant position, as in she is over 50% of the vote. And Oliver Thomas is running second in the low 20s. And Helena has built a big lead with a bipartisan and biracial coalition, even pulling 29% of the black vote. And then in the sheriff's race, which we also polled, Michelle Woodfork has a big lead, and Sheriff Hudson is, her poll numbers are quite abysmal in the low teens. About 40% are undecided. So that's the sum total of all that was polled last week.
When it comes, John, explain this, if you will, please, about the favorable, because, you know, you got answers, very favorable, right. Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion ever heard. The two you compare that you were talking about, that's where the big difference is, right? When you look at a poll like this about favorable or unfavorable, tell me how you do that.
Right. So typically for these kinds of approval ratings, I lump together very favorable and somewhat favorable, and similarly very unfavorable and somewhat unfavorable. And what I'm most interested in are two things. Number one, do you have more favorables than unfavorables? That's the important thing. Mm-hmm. But the other thing, too, is what is the spread? Because if, let's say, you're a Troy Carter or a Helena Marino where the numbers are 66-22, well, that's pretty much you're very well loved and admired and have little to worry about. Whereas if you're Sheriff Hudson, where it's 21 favorable and 63 unfavorable, that's very problematic because you don't have a lot of people with no opinion of you. So those are the kinds of things I look for, which is not only the absolute number, but the spread. And ideally, you want to be above 50. But to me, having more favorables than unfavorables is still acceptable.
Is the DA up for re-election or not?
Actually, no. He would be 2026.
That's what I thought. It was a six-year term, yeah, because he was elected in 2020.
Correct.
Anything else, John, before we let you go, that was of interest here?
The thing that is interesting to me is the sheriff's race, to me, at given present poll numbers, is going to be more suspenseful than the mayor's race, just because you have a much higher undecided percentage for that particular office.
Really?
In other words, 42% were undecided in the poll that I had done, whereas in the mayor's race, it's down to 15, as in 15% undecided.
And that was after the jailbreak, right?
That's correct.
Wow. Interesting. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. John Cuvion, Louisiana-based pollster and founder of JMC Analytics and Polling. And I was talking to Jason Williams about judicial elections. And I don't want to hurt myself here with my mechanic friends or refrigeration friends. But if I remember correctly, when you open an air conditioning system, whether it's in a car or the house, you have to evacuate it to make sure you get all the moisture out. Because otherwise, moisture, when combined with refrigerant under pressure, can be corrosive, and it can cause some serious problems. That's why if they don't evacuate the system properly, that you got a time bomb waiting to go off, right? That the system's not going to perform or last, let's put it that way. And I think it's the same when it comes to electing a judge, because it's a very important part of that three-legged stool, and I don't know that people properly vet judges. And if they don't vet him properly, you wind up with a situation where he or she doesn't do their job and they got a big backlog of cases, and then it puts everything off from there. So we'll talk more about that as the time gets closer. 9:53, 7 till 10, we'll find out what Dave Cohen's got planned for us today in for Newell Norman on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.